20, beginning at verse 18. 2 Chronicles, chapter 20, beginning at verse 18. And I'm reading a King James Version. It says, "And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. And the Levites of the children of the Kohathites and of the children of the Korahites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on high. And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, Hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of holiness. And as they went out before the army, and to say, Praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. Father, it is in the name of Jesus we come today. We come thanking you again for your goodness and for your mercy. Thanking you, Lord, my God, for your loving kindness. Father, as we come now to go into the teaching and the preaching of your word, I ask for clear thoughts and clear understanding, Lord, that I would rightly divide your word and that I would rightly apply your word. I ask also that you would touch the heart, touch ears that are under the sound of my voice right now, that as your word go out, God, it will find a place in our hearts to continue to shape us and mold us into all that you have us to be. So that after the teaching, after the preaching of your word, after the hearing of your word, Lord, we can all become doers of your word. This I ask in the mighty name of Jesus. And let the people of God say amen.
Amen.
God bless you. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Amen. We thank God for the reading of the word today. And from these passages of scripture, I want to use for a thought on this day of celebration. Amen. Don't wait until the battle is over. Shout now.
Amen. Amen.
Don't wait until the battle is over. Shout now. Amen. There certainly are times that we forget just how much prayer and praise can work in our favor. Amen. It's not just for entertainment purposes, but prayer and praise can usher in the Spirit of God. Amen. In a mighty way. And I say in a mighty way because we know that the Lord is omnipresent. In other words, he's already everywhere at the same time. But when I talk about ushering in, amen, his mighty presence, I'm talking about the presence of God that breaks chains. Amen. I'm talking about the presence of God that sets us free from whatever it is that have us bound. Amen. I'm talking about the presence of God that can bring restoration. Amen. That can bring healing and wholeness. This is the presence of God that I'm talking about. And sometimes we forget just how valuable, amen, prayer and praise and worship is. Amen. It's more than just an exercise of the flesh. Yeah. Glory to God. And it should not just be confined to our gatherings, but it should be a way of life. Yeah. Amen. It should be a way of life. Well, the psalmist put it this way, Psalm 113:3. He says, from the rising of the sun,
all right,
unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. Amen. That kind of sums it up, doesn't it? Amen. And from the time you get up in the morning and all through the day, it is time to praise the Lord. Amen. Don't wait till you get that check in the mail that you were not expecting. Amen. Don't wait to find that $5 bill laid on the sidewalk. But when you get up in the morning, put your praise in gear.
Amen.
Glory to God. From the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. Well, over in the book of Revelation, chapter 4, verse 8 says, and the four beasts, each had each of them six wings about him, and they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night. Oh, my God. They rest not day and night, saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. Amen. This is seraphims. The word says beast, but it is an angel that many call seraphim because it describes it with six pairs of wings. Amen. With three pairs of wings, six wings altogether. But glory to God. Amen. They are crying night and day. They did not rest. Thank you, Jesus. They did not take time out, but continually they cried, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, which was, which is, and is to come. Amen. All day long, all night long, they are uttering praise unto the Lord. Amen. This is a description, saints of God, as to what it will be like when we get to heaven.
Amen.
And I want to be one to join in with these angels.
Amen.
Amen. To cry, holy, holy, holy. I don't know in the resurrected body whether God is going to give me six wings or not, but whatever I have, I hope I have at least one mouth and I can say, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was, which is, and is to come. Glory to God. I want to be able, as the man said, Harvey Watkins said, sing in the heavenly choir. Glory be to God. I want to be in the number that shout praise unto the Lord. Can somebody tell God thank you?
Thank you, God.
Amen. That is why I just want to encourage somebody here today. Somebody, amen, has got a battle on the horizon. Somebody right in the midst of a battle even now. But I want to encourage you to don't wait until the battle is over. Go ahead and shout right now. Glory to God. In other words, amen, shouting now signifies that you are confident that God is going to bring you out. How is he going to bring me out? Maybe I might have some scars when he brings me out, but I'm confident God is going to bring me out.
Amen.
Amen. Well, as we look at the passage of scripture that we shared with you here today, amen, very familiar passage in the Old Testament about, amen, King Jehoshaphat and the children of God. Amen. They are in big trouble at this time. Amen. If you would read the beginning of that chapter 20, amen, it will let you know just how big a trouble they were in. Glory to God. If you have your Bibles and you want to turn back to verses 1, 2, 3, and 4, it says, and it came to pass also that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon and with them other beside the Ammonites came against Jehoshaphat to battle. They come against him to fight. Amen. Then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, there cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea on this side Syria, and behold, they be in Hazazon Tamar, which is in Jedi. And Jehoshaphat, look what he done, saints of God, when he realized that he was up against some trouble, glory to God. Amen. The Bible says, yes, he feared, but he set himself to seek the Lord. Yeah. Glory be to God. When you have trouble coming against you and it seems like it's more than you will be able to bear, it might cause a little fear, but don't forget to seek the Lord.
Amen.
Somebody shall seek the Lord. The Bible says he feared, but he set himself. In other words, glory to God, he said, I'm going to seek the Lord. I'm afraid. Because we are outnumbered. We have these three tribes that's coming against us, one tribe. And yes, I'm afraid, but I'm going to seek the Lord. Glory be to God. And the Bible says that not only did he seek the Lord, but he proclaimed a fast throughout all of Judah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. And Judah, look at here. Amen. Gathered themselves together to do what? To ask help of the Lord. Amen. There's nothing wrong. Don't be embarrassed by asking God for help. Glory be to God. Don't be ashamed to go to him and say, Lord, I need your help. Don't be ashamed to lift up your voice and say, come now, Lord Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen. They got together. The people of Judah, they got together. Amen. And they began to ask the Lord for help. Even out of all the cities of Judah, everybody, glory to God, began to come together to ask help of the Lord. And I'm a living witness, amen, that when you come together and you ask help of the Lord, that the Lord will come to your rescue. As I said a few moments ago, he may allow you to, amen, to acquire some scars. He may allow you to cry a little bit along the way, but he will come to your rescue. Does anybody believe that here today? Glory be to God. So don't wait until the battle is over. Just go ahead and shout right now. Amen. So Jehoshaphat and the people of God were in big trouble. Amen. The enemy had conspired and they had gotten together and they said, we're going to go and overtake them. But the Bible said, and we shared it with you, that Jehoshaphat, he began to pray and he began to seek God. I'm a living witness, amen, that when you pray and you seek God, that God intervenes on your behalf. Amen. If he doesn't eliminate the situation, then he gives you the strength to go through it. Are you hearing me today?
Amen.
I said he may not eliminate the situation. He will just give you the strength that you need to go through the situation. So the Bible says, amen, that they continued to prepare themselves for the inevitable. Because these people had gotten together, the Moabites and the Ammonites and the inhabitants of Mount Seir, they had gotten together and they said, we're going to overtake Jehoshaphat and the people of God. Glory to God. But God has a plan. Somebody ought to shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. He does not always readily reveal his plan, but God have a plan. Amen. So Jehoshaphat continues his prayer throughout the following verses after verse 4. Amen. He continues his prayer. And at the conclusion of his prayer, amen, a prophet rises up right in the midst of the congregation by the name of Jehaziel. And Jehaziel says, in essence, I have a word from the Lord. The word from the Lord is stand still and don't worry about this battle because it is not yours. The battle is the Lord. Now look at here, saints of God. You've got to understand that, amen, God intervenes sometimes because of some mess we've gotten into, but God is more interested in us promoting the kingdom. Glory be to God. This is, hallelujah. This is when we can really expect God to step in, is when we are about promoting the kingdom. When we are about lifting up the Lord Jesus Christ. It's too many times we get in trouble and we want God to bring us out. Hallelujah. No praise, no prayer. We just want God to show up. But thank you, Jesus. Amen. Every now and then, we're going to have to pray. Every now and then, you're going to have to praise God. Every now and then, you're going to have to cry out to the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Jehaziel rose up. He said, don't be afraid. Talking to the people of God. He said, don't be afraid. Tomorrow go out and just observe. I know the enemy is fastly approaching, and you think you got to take inventory to see how many swords you got, see how many chariots you got, see how many men you have. But he said, just go out. Go out toward the enemy and just stand still and watch God work. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. And this is where we came in at verse 18. Amen. It said, Jehoshaphat, he bowed his head, amen, his face to the ground. And all of the people with him, look, they began to worship. They bowed their heads and they worshiped the Lord. Glory be to God. I know it might sound strange. Trouble is looming all around and difficulties is about to overwhelm you, but that is a good time to worship the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's a good time to lift up your voice and shout praises unto God. So the Bible says, amen, that all of them, they fell before the Lord and they worshiped him. Thank you, Jesus. And the Levites, amen, of the children of the Kohathites and the Korahites. You see, the Levites were the praisers. They were the singers. So the Bible says, amen, there in verse 19, that they began to praise the Lord with a loud voice on high. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. Every now and then, you got to get a little radical.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Every now and then, you got to get beside yourself. Every now and then, you got to put your education to the side.
Amen.
Every now and then, you got to put your neighborhood to the side. I know you come out in an affluent neighborhood, and they don't act up like they do, you know, in the church. So. But every once in a while, you got to put your neighborhood to the side. Glory be to God. And you got to cry sometime with a loud voice. Thank you, Jesus. And so the Bible says, amen, as we walk on with this, they rose up early in the morning and they went toward the wilderness. And as they went, amen, Jehoshaphat speaks up again and says, hear me, O Judah and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God. Thank you, Jesus, our victory, people of God. Amen, comes when we believe in the Lord. Oh, I know your situation might look like it's overwhelming, but believe in the Lord. Glory to God that he can do the impossible. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I was reading a book, amen, this week, the Holiness of God. And the author, amen, he went all the way back to the beginning. Amen, to creation. And he said early in his life he was puzzled because God was able to make something out of nothing. And he kept digging into nothing. He says, what is nothing? What is nothing? He said, his son brought a report card from home, and he didn't have good grades on it. And he said, he asked his son, said, what you doing in school? And he said, nothing. He said, so nothing is what his son was doing at school. That's a little humor interjected in there. There's no real significance to the whole thing. But he was talking about the might of God and that God can do anything.
That's right.
You and I have situations. We have problems. Glory to God. And they all consist of something. Whether it's a sickness, whether it's a relationship, whether it's a job, or whatever it is, it consists of something. But we serve a God.
Amen.
that can make something from nothing.
Amen.
That's right. Amen. That's right.
My God, it's that, y'all read the story in the book of Genesis? It said the earth was void and without form. Hallelujah. So what happened? There was nothing, but what happened was God spoke.
Amen.
Huh? He spoke. The Spirit was already hovering over the deep, and the Lord spoke. The Spirit and the Word. Boom. Stars got to get up and start twinkling. Because the Master spoke. I didn't know I was a star, but when he spoke, it told me to get up there.
Amen.
Glory to God. The sun said, I got daytime to rule over. I didn't know I was supposed to shine, but the Master spoke.
Amen. Amen.
Woo! Glory to God. What I'm trying to tell you, amen, and to get you to understand and to get you to grasp, saints of God, is that we've got to believe God.
Amen.
My God, that's what Jehoshaphat told the people. He said, look, we're going out to war. We are outnumbered, but believe God. What are you believing? The prophet had just spoke to them. Jehaziel said, just go out. The battle is not yours, but it's the Lord's. Stand still. See. Huh? Don't be going out to war with your hand on your javelin. Because it already told you ain't got to fight, but you're going with your javelin, with your sword drawn back. Already told you you're not going to have to fight, but see, you don't believe God. Just in case. Huh? But the word says, believe God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Believe God. Tell your neighbor, wake up and believe God.
Wake up and believe God.
Believe God. Amen. He says, so shall ye be established. Believe in his prophet and ye shall prosper. That's what he was talking about. Believe what Jehaziel just said. There was one group came to Jehoshaphat and said, look, you got three nations coming against you. They're coming to overtake you. Y'all remember that? Jehoshaphat, he got afraid, but he began to seek God. Amen. After prayer and fasting, then the prophet rises up and said, you don't have to worry about this. God got it all worked out. The battle is not yours, it's the Lord's. But go out. Hallelujah. Sometimes you got to move. You don't move to fight, you just move. Glory be to God. So the Bible said, amen, that he said, believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets. Glory be to God. Verse 21, and we're just about finishing up. Amen. It says that when he had consulted with the people, when Jehoshaphat had consulted with the people, amen. We don't know what went on in this consultation, but when he had consulted with the people, after then, the Bible says he appointed singers. Oh, glory to God. Amen. He began to point out some and said, you sing and you sing and you sing and you sing and you sing. And now I want you to see the position of the singers. The singers got in front of the army. Huh? Amen. The singers got in front of the army. But here's what they were singing. It says, amen, that should praise the beauty of holiness. The beauty of holiness. The beauty of holiness. Now, we have made holiness to be so restrictive and confining and drab and dreary until we can't see no beauty in that.
I don't see no
beauty in that. I can't go here, I can't go there, I can't do this, I can't do that, I can't wear this, I can't wear that. I don't see no beauty in that. But he says here, praise the beauty of holiness. Thank you, Jesus. So the question must be asked then, what is the beauty of holiness? Is it my suit? Is it my black suit and white shirt? Huh?
All right.
If I wear a red suit, am I still holy? Huh? If I wear a pink suit, am I still holy? Oh, but do I need to wear a black one? The beauty of holiness is the sacredness of who God is. God is a holy God. He is a holy God. And when we think about that, see, holiness is beautiful. Sin is ugly.
Come on now.
Y'all want me to come on in? I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna do
come
that. Give me about another 40 minutes. And be right there with the benediction. But it says, amen, he appointed singers and that they should praise the beauty of holiness, the sacredness of God. Amen. Praise the fact that you consecrate yourself to God. That's beautiful. Amen. When you see a person that will not allow the world and the ways of the world to corrupt them, but will consecrate themselves to the Lord. That's beautiful. Glory be to God. So they should praise the beauty of holiness. Amen. And go before the army. And here's what they are to say. Praise the Lord. For his mercy endureth forever. Glory be to God. Don't wait, saints of God, until the battle is over. You just go ahead and shout right now.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. The conflict has not even gotten started. But they are singing and praising God. Here's what happened. Amen. Verse 22. And when they began to sing and to praise. You see, the battle, amen, is still looming. The enemy is still preparing to attack. But it says here, and when they began to sing and to praise. Oh, my God. It said the Lord, see that, there you go, the Lord will fight for you. It said the Lord set ambushments. In other words, the Lord set an ambush for the, amen, the Ammonites, the Moabites, and the inhabitants of Mount Seir. Glory to God. The Moabites and the Ammonites, they got together and they killed all of the inhabitants of Mount Seir. And then the Bible says they rose up and began to kill one another. It's something about prayer and praise.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. I cannot adequately explain it, but I have experienced it in my life. Thank you, Jesus, that even in the midst of your darkest storm, even in the midst of your most troubling times, if you can just get a praise going on, hallelujah, walk through the house, walk out in the backyard, driving down the highway, if you can just get a praise going on, sometimes you might sing one song and look like that one just ain't moving. Glory be to God. But I got news for you. Don't quit singing. Just maybe you need to think of another song. Thank you, God. And when you get the next song, look like things beginning to change in your life. Look now, your situation may not have changed at all, but God is reconditioning you. Thank you, Jesus. I said, God is reconditioning you. How many of us in here, athletes, know that when you first start training for your particular sport, maybe you start off today, you do 5 push-ups, and oh, 5 push-ups. Man, was something else. When you finished, you were all sore up in your arms. You were just sore. But every day you came back, you kept doing 5 push-ups. And now, after a few days, 5 push-ups ain't no problem. You get out and do them real quick. But you see, man, the coach is preparing you for more. He is strengthening you. He's conditioning you for more. So it is with the Lord, saints of God. When God allows trouble to come our way, oh my God, and you begin to sing and give God praise, well, it might move just a little bit, but don't you quit singing. Just keep right on singing. If you have to come up with another song, sing it unto the Lord. Because when you sing unto the Lord, God will begin to set things in your favor. That's what he done for the people of God. He said God set ambushment. God set an ambush for the Ammonites and the Moabites and the Mount Seir. Glory be to God. And they killed them all. But look ahead. God was not finished even with the slaughter of the enemy, because the enemy had some goods in the camp. The enemy had some treasures in the camp. The enemy had, amen, some fine jewels in the camp. And so when they killed one another, it left all of the jewels, left all of the possessions just laying there. Glory be to God. God wants you to know, saints of God, that if you don't wait until the battle is over, if you go ahead and shout, even right now, there may be something valuable, glory to God, right on the horizon for you. But you can't wait until everything is smooth. You can't wait until everything is pleasing to you. You've got to go ahead and shout right now. You got to go ahead and give God praise right now. You got to go ahead and with a loud voice declare that can't nobody do me like the Lord. You got to declare that it was Jesus that brought me all the way. You got to declare with your voice, can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody break me out like the Lord can. In other words, you gotta go ahead and shout even right now. I know you may not feel like it, and you might even think you're not a dancer, but you gotta make up something. Sometimes you just gotta make up something. Glory be to God. If you don't have them pretty steps like some people got, oh man, some people got them, man. They can pick them up and put them down. Glory to God. Faster than you can blink your eye. But see, some of y'all are slow like me, so you can't do it like that. But whatever dance you got, you ought to let it go every now and again. Every now and then, you ought to be willing to get on the floor and praise God in advance. Just knowing in your mind that God is going to work it out somehow. In all the words, every now and then, you got to raise your praise. Every now and then, you got to raise, hallelujah, you got to raise your praise. You got to say within yourself, I know that I am a child of God. I know that the Lord is with me, because I couldn't do it on my own. I know that Jesus is real, because it already worked time and time again. And so I'm going to call it just one more time, because I believe that he's still on the throne. He's sitting high, but he's looking down low. Nothing is escaping his eye. He sees every move you make. He knows every road that you take. But you just can't wait until the battle is over, even though the enemy have conspired and they have gotten together, they've laid their plan out. They figure that they're bigger than you. They figure that they're more powerful than you. But if you believe God, if you believe God, hallelujah, you can declare like the apostle declared, that in Christ we are more than conquerors.
Hallelujah.
Huh?
Amen.
Glory to God. More than conquerors.
Yeah.
Through him. Through Christ now, not through ourselves, but we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. How many know the Lord loves you today? I want somebody to be encouraged. Will you stand with me right now? Will you stand right now? Glory to God. On this day of celebration, don't wait until the battle is over. Shout now. In other words, sometimes you got to dance in advance. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I said, sometimes you got to dance in advance. I know you're looking at your situation. You say, I don't see anything to be shouting about. Shout because of who God is. Shout that he have no rival. Shout that he have no match. Glory to God. We've said time and time again, he's the all time. Undisputed. Undefeated. Champion. Glory be to God. That's who the Lord is. He's the all-time undisputed, undefeated champion of the world. Glory be to God. They thought they had him when they put him in a borrowed tomb. We got him now. We killed him now. It's over now. But he had already spoke the word. In 3 days, I'm going to get up. Glory to God. When he rolled in, he said, now I've got all power.